Time now for Wagoner's Walk. Sophie and Bill have hardly seen each other since their holiday in the Pennines.
Oh.
Oh, hello, Sophie.
Oh, I hope you don't think I do it on purpose.
Eh?
I hope you don't think that I open the door every time I hear footsteps going past, just in case it's you. Because, I mean, apart from anything else, I didn't expect you even to be in the building. I mean, at 9 o'clock, you've normally been out for hours, so I was only going down to see if there was any post.
Have you finished?
Yes.
Because I don't think you've been lying in wait, okay?
Oh, you don't?
Well, that's what I said. I'm sure you've got better things to do with your time.
Oh, yes, yes. Much better things, like sitting in my flat, wondering if you're ever going to drop in of your own accord.
It's been a hectic week.
Mm. Sophie Richmond is the last person any busy man wants to waste his time on. You know, I seem to have sat through this movie before.
Yeah, well, I've never treated you the way Rupert did.
No? Funny how it still leaves me feeling much the same.
Well, I've always tried to be honest with you, not lead you on.
Thanks a million.
Look, love, can I come in for a cup of coffee?
Of course, if you want to. I'll just pop down to the hall first.
There isn't any post for you.
Are you bothered to notice? Oh, well, it's nice to know I'm in your thoughts some of the time.
A lot of the time.
Ah, but for what reason?
Can we talk inside?
Yeah, come in. I made a pot of coffee not long ago. Do you want me to reheat it?
No, I'll take it as it comes.
Why are you still about the place? Shouldn't you have been off to market ages ago?
Oh, Matt and Alexis are taking a turn today.
Good heavens.
Ah, yeah. Major breakthrough, eh?
Am I allowed to be glad without it standing as though I'm interfering?
As glad as you like.
You're very kind. Here.
Sure.
So there were letters for you?
Yeah, a couple.
Oh, nice. No one's written to me for ages.
I'll drop you a card now and then if you like.
Oh, I'd be very grateful. Dear Sophie, life at Freezer Plant has changed... You mean you're going away?
Oh, hardly. I've just had my holiday.
No, I meant... No, silly, of course you wouldn't.
Leave London, you mean?
Yes.
No, I'll not be doing that. But I will be quitting this place in a couple of days' time.
What?
Well, one of these letters is from the bloke who owns the flat. He'll be back at the weekend.
Oh, well, come on, that's not fair notice.
Oh, come off it, Sophie. I always knew the date. This is just to remind me.
Oh, it's nice of him to remind you so well in advance.
Well, the letter's dated 2 weeks ago. Japanese postal service must be as bad as ours. Of course, I've left it until the last minute to do anything about it, as usual.
Hey, well, just leave it to me. I magically found you a place last time when you were getting nowhere.
Oh, that's true.
Well, let's face it, this time it's very simple. I mean, you can move in here.
I don't think the other girls would like that.
Oh, yes, they would. No, they would. They're very fond of you.
Well, I'll have to put it another way.
Hmm?
I wouldn't like it.
Oh, because... Ah, not because of the other girls.
It wouldn't work, Sophie.
Because you aren't prepared to commit yourself?
No.
And yet you're never quite prepared to let go either, are you? Why is that, Bill? Because you need someone to take it out on while you continue yearning for Claire Nash.
All that finished months ago. Nothing happened anyway, you know that.
Oh, sure, I know that. And yet just the mention of her name still has you looking like the lovelorn swain.
Oh, why mention it then?
Because I have this wonderful talent for destroying my own chances. Oh. Where will you stay if you don't find anywhere by the end of the week?
Well, if I don't find anywhere, I'll have to keep out in the heath, eh?
Oh, terrific.
Yeah.
Bill, please promise that you'll come here if you can't find anywhere else.
I don't think it would be wise.
You mean you'd rather sleep rough than sleep here?
It would be taking advantage.
I think that is the unkindest thing anyone has ever said to me.
Oh, I didn't realize you were musical as well, Rob.
I usually save it for when I'm cooking all on my own.
Oh, don't let me stop you.
Nah, it's all right.
It's very nice to see you at the restaurant so early.
Oh, I took a hint from your husband.
Oh, no. Has he been minding my business for me again?
Only in the most subtle way.
That subtle?
Not fairly. Suggested I was getting work shy.
Oh, yeah. What does he want you to do for him?
Eh?
You heard.
Would you like to have a look at the gatto?
I'm sure it's up to your usual standard.
It might be even better.
Could it have anything to do with that van which suddenly finds itself in our yard, by any chance?
Yes.
Hmm. And what are you going to do to it?
Paint it. Getting rid of all those signs saying who the previous owners were.
But that's a huge job.
Well, for one, yes, but there's going to be a whole gang of us. Bill Ashton, Alexis, Jeremy.
Jeremy?
Yeah. I bumped into him on his way home from school yesterday. Invited him to join in the fun.
Oh, but you'll be spraying the van, won't you? I don't want him taking any risks.
Oh, don't worry. I'll make sure he keeps his face covered. I take it it's all right for me to do the job, then.
If only because I want you to keep an eye on my son.
Right.
How did he seem?
Oh, very chirpy. Seems to have got over his blues.
Has he? Good. Ah, here's Sophie.
Yeah, you're looking flushed and healthy, but you walked all the way from Bayswater.
I'd rather not be talked to, if you don't mind, except in matters to do with the restaurant.
Blimey.
Oh, I'd better try and find out what that's all about.
Good luck. Don't think I'd risk it.
I'm not disturbing your studies, am I, sure?
No, not at all, Claire. I'm ready for a break.
Good.
In fact, it's been a marvellous morning. My work kit's arrived, and I'm starting to get the hang of things at last. So I reckon I deserve a chat to celebrate. How's the family? Oh, Tony and Kirsten have finally moved back into their old flat.
Oh. You still have Sonia with you, I notice.
Yes. Goodness knows how that's going to resolve itself. Is Cliff around?
He's over at the shop.
Oh, because I have some money for him for putting up those shelves in Mike's study.
Oh, lovely. Thanks a lot.
Every little bit helps. You must have been wondering if it was ever coming.
To tell you the truth, I didn't know it hadn't. Cliff manages to be very vague about that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, it's just that, well, he was going to paint the shelves as well. We did talk about it.
You mean he hasn't?
Not yet.
Oh, Claire, I am sorry. That's awful. Just wait till he comes back for lunch.
Oh, no, no, please, Shirley. I'm sure there's a good reason.
Yeah, like having other fish to fry. He's working part-time at the Wagoners, as well as doing his stint in the shop. I warned him to leave time for the carpentry.
Oh, what is it?
There was a reason he put it off, I remember now. I feel embarrassed to tell you.
Not the money.
No, no, he was very satisfied with that. It was Sonia.
Oh.
Not that she actually did anything, but, well, the way she lay there and occasionally made remarks, it just put him off.
Oh, in that case, please apologize to him for me. She does still stay in bed till late afternoon, but if Cliff did have any free time in the early evening...
Don't worry. I'll make sure he finishes the job off, I promise.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, goodness, what's that?
It's coming from upstairs. I'd better go and look.
Do you want me to come with you?
It's all right, Shirley. If necessary, I'll shout for help.
Sonia, what on earth are you up to?
Have a guess.
I can see you've got the vacuum cleaner out. But there's no need.
I felt like it.
But I did it only yesterday afternoon.
Oh. Well, I've only done this room. But it means it's twice as clean, doesn't it?
Yes. Well, thank you very much. I thought you were still in bed.
Oh, I got fed up with all that lying about. I thought I'd make myself useful. Makes a nice change, doesn't it? Housekeeping instead of house wrecking.
A great improvement.
Have they put the flat to rights yet?
Yes. And moved in.
Good. I don't want to make Tone's life a total misery, you know.
I'm sure you don't.
Only, well, from time to time, I sort of get carried away. Now then, I thought I'd go shopping this afternoon. But first of all, how about me making some lunch?
You would like to?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to stick around. It's about time I started earning my keep, isn't it?
How are you, Lynn?
Yeah, what is it?
You just missed your ex on the phone.
Oh, what did he want?
Say, Jeremy can't make it on Saturday. I thought it was Sunday he's coming over.
Yes, it is, but Rob invited him to come on Saturday as well.
Rob?
Yes, to help with painting the van.
Oh, you know about that then?
Behind my back again, Matt?
I was going to tell you, love.
Only it kept slipping your mind. Well, I told him to skip the lunchtime session rather than come in covered in paint.
You did? How did he persuade you?
He didn't. But the main reason behind my wonderful generosity has just been removed.
Jeremy?
I wanted Rob to keep a firm eye on him. What reason did Peter give?
Well, nothing specific, just that Jeremy was wanted over there. All very short and sharp.
So the wrangle continues.
Looks like it.
Oh, sorry, you didn't realize. Am I interrupting?
No, come on in, Bill.
Hello, Lynn.
Hello. Well, I'll leave you to it, Matt.
There's no need. I only wanted to say I've got the paint.
Oh, that's good. Pity we have to wait till the weekend, isn't it?
Ah, there it is, though, eh? Well, see you later.
Yeah, bye, Bill. Now, come on, out with it.
There's no point. You'll be on his side.
Me?
All right. He's a cold fish, your friend.
Our friend?
No, yours, after what Sophie told me.
Oh, her again.
You may not like Sophie, Matt, but at least she's human and vulnerable, which is more than I can say for Bill Ashton.
Hello, goodbye, Mrs. Nash. I'm running behind schedule, I'm afraid.
You're off on the great secret mission.
Yes.
It's very good of you to do this for Joanna. It is taking a risk, after all.
Oh, I owe her a favour, don't I? I wouldn't have a flat of my own if it wasn't for her, though I know you'd prefer it not to have happened like it did.
In spite of everything, we're pleased to have you here, Rob.
Thanks.
Where are you meeting her?
Somewhere near Oxford Circus. I've got it written down.
Well, good luck, then.
Yeah, I reckon I'm going to need it. Oh, I forgot to pass on a message to you yesterday.
Did you?
Bill Ashton asked me to give you his regards.
Did he? Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Rob, you're late!
How can you get away from the restaurant any earlier? I have to be on my best behavior at the moment, and then I have to go back and change. Well, do I look the part?
You'll have to do.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Now, the Ben Trovato warehouse is just around the next corner.
On this side?
Yes, on this side.
All right, take it easy. I'm nervous enough as it is.
Well, how do you think I feel?
Same, I expect. But I'm the one who has to go in there.
You've got the money?
Yep.
And the trade card, in case they ask for references?
Yes.
And you're clear what the dress looks like?
I even went to sleep gazing at the sketch you gave me.
Oh, well. You should be able to remember that semi-blonde type who wore it at the gala.
Oh, have a heart, Joanna. That was a week ago.
It burned into my memory.
Yeah, but you designed the blooming thing.
True. Are you going, then?
Might as well get it over with. And if I'm not back in 2 hours, phone Pryor's restaurant and tell them they'd better get a new trainee manager.